redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo, redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Današnji dan se bo v celoti vrtel okoli kognitarijata, saj pri nas še vedno gostuje priznani italijanski književnik, marksistični teoretik in aktivist Franco Berardi Bifo. V prostoru ZRC SAZU v Atriju se bo v organizaciji Maska Ljubljana ob 19. uri odvila okrogla miza na temo Ko je duša poslana na delo, usoda kognitarijata v postindustrijski družbi. O besednem konglomeratu, ki združuje kognitivno, moč znanja in delavski razred proletariat, je Berardi najprej povedal nekaj na temo organizacije sodobne delovne sile, ki se uteleša v umetnikih in inženirjih ter ostalih profilih, ki iščejo nove možnosti povezovanja.
We are the body in the sense of the social body, like the old proletarians of the past century, and we have a body, an erotic body, a body of desire. So cognitive activity, that is the main form of work and the main form of valorization nowadays, is hiding and in a sense is denying, removing the erotical and social reality of the body. The word cognitarian is essentially an attempt to reassert the bodily nature of our life and of our activity too. As far as concerns the problem of model of organization, frankly speaking, I think that it's an old way of thinking about the present reality. Organizational model means nothing nowadays. We don't need an organizational model. We need forms of expression and organization, if you want, of something that is already existing in the daily life, in the daily activity, particularly cognitive, intellectual activity of the contemporary workers. We don't need a political representation of our process of emancipation. The process of emancipation is in a sense intrinsic to our daily life and to our daily activity. Politics, the old forms of politics are useless in the present landscape of social work.
V nadaljevanju smo ga povprašali o njegovem pogledu na evropske volitve in možnost uporabe pojma demokracije v zvezi z Evropsko unijo.
Well, you know, I'm going back to Italy on Sunday because I want to vote for Alexis Tsipras, the leader of Syriza in Greece. But I know very well that my act is a rhetorical act. If you want, it's a moral act. Politically, and by the point of view of social movement, I think that the European elections are a totally useless spectacle, a sort of stupid cage for everybody. When I think to Europe, I do not think to a democracy. Europe, the European Union, is no more a democratic reality. Van Rompuy, one of the main representatives of the European Union, has declared that, yes, you go to vote for the elections, but forget about the European Parliament. Parliament is not that important by the point of view of decision, because the real decisions are taken elsewhere. Where? The real decisions are taken by the European Central Bank, are taken by the Deutsche Bank, are taken by the financial class, the global financial class. So please don't talk to me of democracy, because I don't see any democracy in the real life of the European Union.
Povprašali smo ga še o njegovem pojmovanju solidarnosti in kako se le ta kreira.
Solidarity is a difficult task, it's a difficult construction, it's a process which is a political process, but also and more a social process and emotional, affective and cultural process. You know what is solidarity? Solidarity is essentially the empathic perception of the body of the others. Solidarity is the ability to feel the pleasure of the other and the suffering of the other. This is essentially solidarity. So my perception, my fear is that the more workers are closed in their room and talking with their computer screen, the less solidarity is a natural process in daily life. Cognitive work is based on the separation, is based on competition, is based on precariousness. Everybody is against everybody. The neoliberal society, the present semi-capitalist neoliberal society, is the society of war, of daily competition, of aggressiveness and of loneliness. So solidarity is really something that we have to build in a difficult way, thanks to our culture, to our political activity, but also thanks to our ability to organize social desire.
Za konec pa smo združili njegovo delovanje v 70-ih pri Radiu Elis, prvi neodvisni piratski radio postaji v Italiji, s pomembnostjo do udejstvovanja neodvisnih medijev v postindustrijski dobi.
Well, I think that independent media are the most important tool for the self-organization of society and for the construction of solidarity. I mean, when I told that solidarity is a difficult task, I also implied that this difficult task has to be faced with the organization of independent radio, independent websites, independent newspapers, and so on and so on. Actually, I must say that the present reality, the present media scape is hugely different from the landscapes of the 70s, and you know very well the difference. The difference is that 30 years ago, 40 years ago, the only voice that you could receive from the airwaves in Italy, like in Yugoslavia in that time, was the voice of the state. You opened your TV station or your radio station, your radio set, and you only could receive one voice, the voice of power. Nowadays, you can receive 100,000 voices in the mediascape, thanks to the multiplication of independent media, thanks to the network, but most of all, thanks or because of the connection between the market, the advertising, and the mediascape. So the problem now is totally different from 30 years ago. In that age, the main problem was asserting independence at the political level. Nowadays, the main problem is asserting independence at the economic level. Independence today is not so much a formal problem of political identity, is essentially a problem of being able to be outside and against advertising, the market, and the competition. In a sense, the task of independent media nowadays has become much more complicated and much more linked to our linguistic and poetical ability to be autonomous, to be independent in a true sense.
Kulturne novice je pripravila Andreja Štepec.